old and primeval. For a season, we enjoyed delightful times adventuring through the old and primeval history at Camp Barkley in Buffalo Gap, Texas. Hundreds of thousands of men came through this military camp in World War II. If you have any itching for history, this is a place to get it scratched. With most of the World War II generation having gone to their reward, it is fascinating to find memory clues of a day gone by when men practiced crawling on their bellies to ridgetops, missed their wives and girlfriends, and wondered what it would be like to engage the enemy. 3,800 who trained there did not come home. We find evidence of their history in scattered bullets and casings, hubcaps, hinges, and graffiti on the firing range wall. The camp gives off echoes of old conversations. Try to beat that shot. We'll give Hitler hell. Mushy carrots again. It sure gets hot in Texas. World War II history is old, but at Barkley, you find the absolutely primeval. You find seashells on hilltops. Most of the shells were pulverized into fragments and hardened into rocks. Marine fossils are evidence those heights were once ocean floors. What a day when the earth buckled up and down and the waters became a great mixmaster. Balls of mud and sea life tumbled in the tumult, mixing and shattering, forming fossils to inspire wonder. It is awe-inspiring to consider the monstrous tidal waves cutting out great plains, with some of the ocean floors left behind as the new heights. Remnants of truly primeval aquatic life testify to the world that was. Sooner or later, we're going to have a grand history class. God our Father will take out his photo scrapbook or his movie projector, and we will see and hear the greatest stories. They will include important people, such as yourself, woven into his story. Story time is the best time, don't you think?